If you read the Baltimore Sun this week, you may notice its local journalists' names are missing. Instead, articles and photos are being attributed to Baltimore Sun staff. As WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports, that's because the Sun's journalists are on a byline strike amid ongoing contract negotiations with Tribune Publishing.
The paper's union's primary goal is an across-the-board pay bump, something its members haven't seen since 2013. Meanwhile, the paper's executives have received raises, and Tribune paid its shareholders a $56 million dividend this year. The guild's contract was ratified in 2007. It's been extended several times and expired in July. Its provisions are still in effect. Tribune has proposed eliminating a requirement that staff get 4 weeks' notice before layoffs and built-in salary step increases. Luke Broadwater, a Sun reporter who broke the Healthy Holly scandal that led to Mayor Pugh's resignation, says axing those increases will force early career journalists to leave the paper for better-paying jobs.
And that's why it's so important that the Sun maintain a system where young reporters can enter, grow, thrive, and stay, and then break the big stories.
The Sun reporters' byline protest will run through Monday. Their bargaining unit is next scheduled to meet with Tribune on September 10th. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.